Pope Benedict met this morning with the Knights of Columbus on the occasion of their pilgrimage to Rome to mark the Pauline year. Veronica Scarsbrook reports.
Late Friday morning, Benedict XVI welcomed the board of directors of the Knights of Columbus and their families to the Vatican's Clementine Hall, inviting them to continue in the spirit of their founder, the Venerable Michael McGivney.
May the Knights of Columbus discover even new ways to serve as a leaven of the gospel in the world and a force for the renewal of the Church in holiness and apostolic zeal.
In this regard, the Pope expressed his appreciation of their efforts to provide a solid formation in the faith for young people, as well as to defend the moral truths necessary for a free and humane society, including the fundamental right to life of every human being. The Knights and their families are currently in Rome on a Pauline pilgrimage. No surprise, then, that the Holy Father quoted from St. Paul, who at the beginning of his letter to the Romans reminded his listeners that they are called to holiness. On the occasion of the Knights' audience with him, Pope Benedict also made reference to his recent pastoral visit to the United States, during which he stressed his wish had been to encourage the lay faithful, above all, to recommit themselves to growth in holiness and active participation in the Church's mission, a vision, the Pope said, that had originally inspired the foundation of the Knights of Columbus as a fraternal association of Christian laymen, which continues to find privileged expression in the Order's charitable works and concrete solidarity with the successor of Peter in his ministry to the Universal Church, through the founding in particular of the Vicarious Christi Fund, which the Knights have placed at the disposal of the Holy See for the needs of God's people throughout the world. A fund which, as the Knights mentioned this morning, amounts to $25 million since its founding.
Please accept this gift as a sign of our devotion and commitment to your pastoral mission.
Finally, Pope Benedict XVI expressed his gratitude to the Knights.
Solidarity is manifested in a particular way by the Vicarious Christi Fund, which the Knights have placed at the disposal of the Holy See for the needs of God's people throughout the world. For this, I am most grateful.
I'm Veronica Scarsbrick.